dry.
Fast.
Fast. What are you doing?
This green.
Pardon? Come here, please.
Where's Mum?
I'm here.
Where's James?
Pardon?
Where's James?
James?
Yeah.
Jamie's in the bath.
Mum, where's James?
Come on.
Not two. Not two blue towels.
Two blue towels? There's only one blue towel, Adam. Come on, let's get you dry.
I'm going to lick.
Come on.
This is mine. This is mine.
No, it's not. Come here, please. Come on.
This is mine.
What are you trying to do?
This is right. This is right.
What are you doing?
This is right.
Are you drying yourself? Are you drying yourself? You don't like Jamie anymore?
No.
Why?
I don't. He's cross with me.
Is he cross with you? What did you do?
I put some firewood on me. Water, because he needs fire.
He needs fire, does he?
Yeah.
You had fire, did you, in the bath?
Yeah, because it's shooting fire.
It was shooting fire.
Because he needs shooting fire.
Does he?
I'm going to get this put on.
No. Come on, it's time to get ready for bed now.
Why?
Because it's late.
3, 5, 4. I'm just drying myself.
But you're dry now. Come on, let's get your pyjamas on, please.
No, I keep drying myself.
You're dry now. Did somebody come to see you today?
Yeah.
Who came to see you?
What?
Who came to the house this afternoon?
Cass.
Who?
Cass.
Who?
Cass.
Cass.
No, Kirsty.
Kirsty didn't come today.
What, who?
Nathan and Auntie Donna came, didn't they?
And Jack.
Yeah, but Jack was sleeping in the car, wasn't he? Did you see Jack?
Whose car?
In Auntie Donna's car. He was asleep in his mummy's car. Come on, on the foot, please.
Was he asleep?
He was fast asleep.
I don't shout.
He doesn't shout?
Yeah. No, don't shout. You might wake him up.
That's right, you've got to be quiet when people are sleeping, don't you?
Yeah. Okay, you don't have to shout.
No.
You don't have to shout. Wake up!
No, you don't do that, do you?
No.
Not unless it's time to get up, like in the morning, if you have to get ready for school. Come on, pajamas on.
Let me.
Are you doing it?
What's this one?
It's your pyjamas.
Is it not Joe's?
Is it not Joe's?
No.
No? Why would you be wearing Joe's pyjamas? That's it. Well done.
I'm going to put them on yet.
Pardon?
Did this go with here?
That's right. Oh, look at that. Clever boy. You got both arms in at the same time, didn't you?
What?
Yeah, go on, pull it down now. Pull it underneath. Put your arms underneath. That's it. There you go. Oh, and what have you got in your pyjamas?
A truck.
A truck?
It's not a digger.
It's not a digger.
It's not a digger.
It's a scoop. Go on then, jump at your...
It goes on my head.
No, your pyjama bottoms don't go on your head. Come on. That's silly.
It goes on my head.
It doesn't go on your head.
It does.
It doesn't.
Look, it fits.
Your legs will be cold if you wear them on your head.
Black.
Come on.
And dark. Oh. When the moon. Oh. Oh. Even if I hit the sun in this picture.
Well done. Come on, put your pyjama bottoms on now and you can have a story with your bop. Do you want a story?
Super Cat Slay!
Come on. No, you're not having that now. You have to put your pyjama bottoms on first.
Pyjama bottoms?
Yes.
Like this.
Mm-hmm. Do you want, what story do you want tonight?
Like this.
What story do you want to read, Adam?
Is it like this? Is it like this?
No.
Come on.
Is it like... Do you want me to help you?
Not like this.
Is
this right?
Let me have a look.
Is this the right foot?
Yep, that's right.
I'm going to have a foot goes. Then,
no, you need to put it inside the trousers. That's it. That's better. Oh, you're doing very well, aren't you? Are you good at doing this? I'm watching. Are you good at getting yourself dressed now?
That's my foot. What?
Is that your foot?
Yeah. I'm not going to need
things. Come on, you need to pull your trousers up first. You haven't got your foot properly through your trousers yet. Look, you need to pull your foot through this hole at the bottom. That's it.
Well, you need to go on the bottom.
Come on, otherwise you're going to fall over and hurt yourself.
No.
You do it then, come on. Adam, come on. Do you not want a story then?
No.
Do you want to go straight to bed?
No.
Well, put your trousers on properly. Come on. Come on. What story do you want tonight?
Australia.
Australia?
Yeah. An Australia book.
You don't have an Australia book. Who's gone to Australia? You've been listening to Jamie?
This is an Australia book.
No, it's not.
It is.
One of Jamie's friends at school's gone to Australia, haven't they? Uh-oh, you dropped the book.
Let me read it.
What book do you want? What story do you want to read? What story do you want, Adam?
That one.
Little Red Riding Hood? Do you want me to tell you the story?
Yeah.
Hey?
Yeah.
Or can you read it? Why don't you tell me the story? Pardon?
I can't remember what the story is.
You can't remember what the story is?
No.
Okay. Once upon a time, there was a small girl called Little Red Riding Hood. She lived with her parents beside a deep, dark forest. What is it?
That's a big bad wolf.
Is it the big bad wolf? Oh. In a cottage on the other side of the forest lived the grandmother. And in the deep dark forest lived...
No!
A big bad wolf.
A
big bad wolf. Grandmother's...
Let me say that.
Oh, go on then, you say it then.
A big bad wolf.
Yes. Grandmother's poorly, said Little Red Riding Hood's mother one day. Please take her this cake, but don't stop on the way. Hold on, I haven't read this page yet. So Little Red Riding Hood set off through the deep, dark forest. She looked all around. There wasn't a sound. Then who should she meet but...
The big bad wolf.
Yes, well done. Good day, my dear, growled the wolf with a big, bad smile.
What does that mean, that?
That says, she looks delicious. And that one says, what big teeth. So Little Red Riding Hood is thinking, what big teeth a wolf has.
I have to turn the other page.
Do you?
Yeah.
You don't want to read that page?
No. I won't read that page.
Shall I read from here then?
Yeah.
The wolf had a plan. Wouldn't your grandmother like some of these flowers, he smiled. What a good idea, said Little Red Riding Hood. And she stopped to pick up a big bunch. I haven't read the other page yet.
Yeah.
I wasn't finished reading that. Meanwhile, the wolf sped ahead through the deep, dark forest. And at last he arrived at...
Grandma's house.
Grandmother's cottage. I'm hungry, thought the big bad wolf, licking his lips. And he knock, knock, knocked at the door. Hello, Grandmother, growled the wolf. I haven't finished that page yet.
Oh.
It's Little Red Riding Hood. That sounds like... Adam. Now don't put your foot on the book because you'll tear the book. That sounds more like the big bad wolf, thought Grandmother. And she crept quickly under the bed. The wolf went in. He looked all around, but there wasn't a sound. And then his tummy rumbled. No one's here, he grumbled. Never mind, Little Red Riding Hood will be along soon. Where's the grandmother? Where's the grandmother?
Yeah.
She's hiding underneath the bed, isn't she?
Yeah.
It's dusty. I mustn't sneeze. That's what she's saying in that bubble. Can you see that bubble there?
Yeah.
She's saying, it's dusty. I mustn't sneeze.
It's dusty.
It's dusty.
Well, where's the dusty?
Where's the dusty?
Yeah.
It's dusty underneath the bed. Isn't it?
Yeah. And she goes on it, everything might stamp on you.
It might stamp on you?
Yeah.
Oh, that wouldn't be very good now, would it?
No.
Might get hurt.
Yeah.
Quickly, the wolf put on Grandmother's dressing gown and nightcap. Then he hopped into bed and pretended to nap. Hee hee hee, he snarled. Little Red Riding Hood will never know it's me. Soon Little Red Riding Hood knock knock knocked at the door. Hello, Grandmother, she called. It's Little Red Riding Hood.
Flowers.
Pardon?
Cross those.
Those are the flowers that she's picked. Are they pretty?
Is that the big bed? Is that the grandma?
That's the wolf pretending to be grandma, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's a naughty wolf.
Yeah.
Come in, my dear, growled the wolf. Little Red Riding Hood opened the door. Oh, Grandmother, she gasped. You can turn the page now. What big ears you have. All the better to hear you with, my dear, growled the wolf. Have you got big ears? Are you tired, darling? Are you tired?
Aww. What's that?
That's a motorbike outside. It's noisy, isn't it? Why, do you want to have a look outside? Do you want to have a look in the window? What can you see, Adam?
I see loads of things.
You can see loads of things?
Yeah.
What can you see? Tell me what you can see then.
Oh, look, a ball.
A ball?
Look, a ball.
Where's the ball?
There. A ball.
Let me have a look.
A dragon ball. A dragon ball.
Oh, yeah, it's your Dragonland ball, isn't it?
Has your plants grown up yet?
My plants growing up yet?
Yeah.
Not yet, no. Hope they will soon.
Is your plant in the mother grown up yet?
No, not yet.
Is it still smaller?
Yeah, they're still small, aren't they? They're still little baby plants, but they're getting bigger, aren't they?
Yeah, and bigger.
Yeah, and then soon we can plant them, can't we?
Yeah.
And then they'll get really, really big and they'll get beautiful flowers on them. That'll be nice, won't it?
Yeah.
We get pretty flowers on them.
Yeah.
So what can
you see? Like Joe's house.
Yeah, that's Joe's house, isn't it?
And there's the garden, and there's home.
That's right. That's where he lives, isn't it?
Daddy Brown house.
Yeah, that's his playhouse, isn't it?
Yeah. And that is white house, and that is brown house.
Well, that white house is called the conservatory.
What's that brown one called?
Cat Brown one's his playhouse. Would you like a playhouse? Do you want a playhouse, Adam?
No.
You don't want one in your garden?
I haven't got one.
But would you like one? Does Adam want one? Because maybe we'll ask Grandma and Granddad to buy you one. Grandma and Granddad on holiday.
Who's that?
Who is it? Oh. It's Joe, isn't it?
Yeah.
Is he not in bed yet?
No.
I bet he'll be getting ready for bed soon, though. And look, there's a cat over there. Can you see that black cat over there?
What?
Can you see it?
That cat? Where?
Over there, in that house. Can you see it sitting on the... sitting by the door?
I can't see it.
Can you see that door over there? See that plant? That big pot over there, there's a cat sitting right by the door. Can you see it?
Yeah.
That's a naughty cat, that. Do you know why?
Yeah.
Why?
Because.
It's naughty because it comes into our house sometimes. And it eats Toby's food. And that's naughty, isn't it?
Yeah.
Mustn't do that.
No.
There's no cars, is there?
No. No cars.
No cars. Maybe they've all gone to bed. What do you think?
Well, maybe they've gone home. Another!
Oh, there's a car.
There's the one.
Mmm, they've got doggies in the back as well. Did you see that doggie in the back of the car?
Yeah.
It was a silver car and it had a doggie at the back. Maybe they're taking the doggie for a walk.
Or maybe they're going in the car.
Yeah, where do you think they're going in the car?
One going up.
What?
Is that grey one going up? I mean that silver one.
It was going down, wasn't it? Going down the hill.
It wasn't going up, was it?
No, it was going down.
There's Joe again.
Yeah. There's not much happening outside today, is there?
I don't like Jamie and Joe.
You don't like Jamie and Joe?
No.
Why?
I don't. They're always running around. I don't like them.
They always what, darling? They always run around?
Yes, I don't like them.
You don't like them?
No.
You don't like your brother?
No.
Oh, who do you like then?
Bobby.
Who?
The ping.
What's that? You being silly.
The ping.
You're being silly, aren't you?
The ping. Ping. Ping.
Adam.
Bing.
You're a silly boy, aren't you?
Ow!
Did you bang your head?
I want the window open.
The window open? You mean you want to move the curtain? So you can see. Can you see anything else? No? You don't want to read a story or anything?
Yeah.
Do you want to read a story? Reading Red Riding Hood, or do you want to read a different story?
A different one.
A different one?
Yeah.
What one should we read then?
Mm.
Blue.
Blue? Yeah.
You want to read a Blue's Clue story?
Yeah. Maybe I broke it.
You did break it, yes. Do you want to read a Spot story? Should we read a Spot story?
Yeah,
that Blue's Clues one is broken. See? It's broken, isn't it? It's just fallen out. Fallen out of the cover. Do you not want to read this Spot one? Look. We could read Spot's Windy Day.
No!
Spot's Surprise Parcel. Spot's Lost Bone. Spot Follows His Nose. Spot in the Snow. Spot Finds a Key. Spot in the Woods. Spot Goes Splash. Spot at the Fair. Or how about Sweet Dream Spot?
No.
Which one do you want then?
The snowman.
The snowman one. Spot in the Snow. Right. Okay, you want to sit on my lap?
This one is the snowman.
Yeah, that's right. This is the start of it. It says Spot in the Snow. And there's a snowman there, isn't there? Right. Okay, let's turn the page. It says, one morning, Spot woke up and got a big surprise. Outside, everything was covered in snow. You see all the snow outside the window. It's on the trees and the house and on the fence. A lot of snow, isn't there?
And the trees.
Yeah, it's on the trees. Everything's covered in snow. Everything's white. Mum, can I go out with my sledge? Spot asked. Yes, but be sure to put on your hat and scarf, said Sally. It's very cold outside. I don't need all that, Mum, said Spot, opening the door. Oh, you're right, Mum. It is cold. And Spot put on his
hat
and
scarf.
By the time Spot had pulled his sledge to the top of the hill, he was feeling warm again. Look, do you know what that is?
Yeah, a sledge.
A sledge, that's right.
He's going down the hill and going, yeah.
He is, he's going. He sat on his sledge and pushed himself off. Whoosh! Down he went to the bottom of the hill. This is great, he said. Who's that? Who's that monkey skating on the ice?
Steve.
Is his name Steve?
Yeah.
Steve was skating on the pond. Yoo-hoo, Spot, Steve called. Do you want to try my skates? Skating looked easy when Steve did it, but Spot found it wasn't so easy after all. Do you think he's going to fall? Oh dear, hope he doesn't hurt himself. Whoops, said Spot. I think I'll stick with my sledge instead. Come and ride with me, Steve. They climbed the hill, pulling the sledge together. When they reached the top, they got on the sledge. Ready, steady,
go!
Go! Oh, you shut the book. The sledge went much faster with Spot and Steve both on it.
Yes.
This is fantastic, shouted Steve. Yes, cried Spot. Watch out for the... Oh. The sledge hit a big pile of snow at the bottom of the hill and came to a sudden stop. Spot and Steve rolled out into the snow. It's a good thing that snow is soft, said Spot.
Why did they roll into there?
Because they fell off the sledge. The sledge was going so fast, and they bumped into a big pile of snow. It was like a hill of snow. That's right, they fell off, didn't they? Then something not so soft knocked Spot's hat down over his eyes. What's that? Spot asked. Do you know what that is?
A snowball.
And who threw that snowball?
Helen.
Helen?
Yeah.
Was she naughty? What animal is Helen? Do you know?
A bear.
A bear?
Yeah.
No, she's a hippo.
Hippo.
Yeah. They heard giggling, and there was Helen, laughing at them all covered in snow. What, darling?
Steve is a monkey and this is a dog.
That's right. And Helen is a hippo. It's a snowball, she called. And here's another. And before he could move, a big squishy snowball hit Steve in the tummy. Look, she threw one at his tummy. Oh, she's naughty, isn't she?
Another one.
Another one, that's right. Who do you think she's going to throw that one at? Will she throw it at Adam?
No.
No?
She's going to throw at Bob.
Is she?
Yeah.
Here's one for you, yelled Steve, throwing a snowball back. And another, shouted Spot. Hey, said Helen. Two against one isn't fair. Come and help me build a snowman. Look, I've already started. Helen unrolled a big snowball for the snowman's body. Can you see it there?
Yeah.
Spot helped her roll another one for his head. Come and help us, Steve, called Spot. In a minute, said Steve. I'm busy. What do you think he's doing?
No.
Helen and Spot put the head on the body. They found two stones for the snowman's eyes and a piece of wood for his mouth. Look at our snowman, Steve, called Spot. And look what I've made, said Steve. What's he made? What's that there? Steve had made a snow dog on top of Spot's sledge. It looked a lot like Spot. That's great, said Spot. Why did you build it on my sledge? So you can take it home, Spot. Mum will be surprised when two Spots come home, said Spot. It's lucky she told me to wear my hat and scarf so she'll know which is me.
Oh, this one.
You want to read that one? Can you read it? What's Spot doing, Adam? What's he doing?
Getting the key.
Getting the key.
But he can't find it.
Can he not find it?
No.
Why can't he find it? Has he lost it?
What's that pile thing?
That's a log. That's what that one is. And there's a mouse sitting on the log, isn't there? Can you see it?
That log.
Yeah, there's a mouse sitting on it, isn't it? Isn't there anyone?
Where's the log on this page?
There's no log on that page, is there? And that one, there's lots of rain outside the window, isn't there? Do you think Spot's sad? It's raining, isn't it?
Yeah, he's sad there.
Yeah, he looks sad, doesn't he? Because he can't go outside and play. That's why he's sad.
Yeah, Mummy said no.
His Mummy said no?
Because he's sad.
Why do you think his Mummy said no?
Because
it's raining.
Mama wouldn't... No. Grandma wouldn't say no.
His grandmother didn't say no.
Why is there a puddle there?
It's a mud puddle. I think Spot's been playing outside in the mud and got himself all dirty. Do you think he has as well?
Yeah.
Oh, he's very dirty, isn't he? I bet his mummy will be cross. Because they've been playing outside, haven't they? And it's been raining. And when it's raining and you play on the grass, it gets all muddy. So I think his mummy's going to be cross. He'll have to go home and have a bath, won't he?
Where's the other page? I can't find it.
Can you not find it? What other page are you looking for?
The other one. That one.
Spot in the woods? The one with the bird on the log? Is that the one you're looking for?
Yeah.
Let's have a look. It's further back. Here, let me find it for you. There you go. Is that what you want?
Yeah.
Spot in the woods. It was a beautiful sunny day. Come on, Spot. Let's go for a walk, said Sam. He's going for a walk with his daddy in the woods. Look, who's that there? What's that, Adam? Look, that's Spot with his daddy.
It's holding a hand in the woods.
Yeah, they're going for a walk in the woods, aren't they?
There's a lion.
Is there? Yeah. Or maybe it's a tiger. Because tigers have stripes, don't they? But it's not a tiger. What is it?
A cat.
It's a little tabby cat.
Who's that?
That's that tabby cat.
Who's that?
It's a tabby cat. Look, he can see something golden now and he thinks it might be a lion. Do you think it's a lion? Should we turn the page and see? What is it? No, it's not a lion. It's a fawn. It's a baby deer. And look, he can see something else. Something moving. Is it a bear? No, it's a... What's that?
Deer.
That's not a deer. That's a fox.
Fox.
Yeah.
Fox. Pam, pam, pam. And the pin.
What are you talking about?
Oh.
You're a silly boy, aren't you?
Oh.
What's the matter? What's wrong? Don't want to read that book anymore. Why are you kicking it?
I'll play that game.
You want what?
I'll play it. I will read it for you.
Will you?
Yeah.
Should we read your favourite book now?
I will read it for you.
Will you read it for me? Oh, you're a good boy, aren't you?
A triceratops.
That's a triceratops.
It's got a wide mouth, so you don't like triceratops.
Don't we? Do we not like triceratops?
Oh, don't like that with who's green. We don't like him.
Do we not?
But like those ones and the other ones.
What are those ones?
The those ones.
What are they? What are they called?
Loafers.
Loafers?
Yeah.
They're not.
What are they?
Diplodocus.
Oh, Diplodocus.
That's right. Do we like these ones?
Yeah. It's got some glasses there.
Has it got glasses on?
Yeah.
Oh. Do you think it can't see very well?
No.
Has it got poorly eyes?
No.
Or are they sunglasses?
Sunglasses.
Oh, is it too bright for him?
Yeah.
And is it hurting his eyes?
Yeah.
Oh. There's lots of dinosaurs swimming in the sea as well, isn't there?
That one's got his teeth open.
Has he? He's got his mouth open and you can see his teeth?
Yeah.
It must be a very hot day if you're all swimming in the sea.
That's not a dinosaur, that's a saw.
Is it?
Yeah.
Oh, and what's this over here? What's this green one?
That little green one.
Yeah, what is it?
That's a tarantula, like those ones.
Is it?
Yeah.
But how come this one is green then? Because these pteranodons are purple, aren't they?
Guys, that one is not purple.
No, it's not, is it?
No.
So maybe it's not a pteranodon. Maybe it's something else.
Maybe that one couldn't fly.
Do you think?
Yeah.
Maybe he's too scared to fly. Maybe he's too cold.
That big one can fly.
Yeah.
He can fly.
He can fly high up in the sky, can't he? Yeah. How about this one here? Can he fly?
Yeah, he can fly. He is big so he can fly.
Is it that you have to be big before you can fly?
He's not big. Only he's big.
Yeah.
He is big, not Not him or him.
No.
Or him or him. Or him or him.
How about him?
He's not gay.
Or maybe it's a her. Maybe that one's a girl. Some of them have got to be girls, haven't they? Ah, oh, look at the little baby. Isn't it cute? It's a stegosaurus.
Stegosaurus.
Yes, and he's got lots of spikes on his back. Look at all those spikes.
Don't like that one.
Do you not like that one?
No.
Why?
Because it's got a sharp teeth.
It's got sharp teeth?
Yeah.
How many teeth has it got? Too many.
Got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
6 at the top.
7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14.
14 teeth. That's a lot. How many teeth do you have? Do you know how many you've got?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10.
10?
Yeah.
I think you've got more than 10. I think you've got 18.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 10.
Do you remember when we went to the dentist a long time ago?
Yeah.
A few months ago we went to the dentist, didn't we? Yeah. And he counted your teeth, didn't he?
What did he count it?
He wanted to see how many teeth you had. He counted Jamie's teeth first, didn't he?
Yeah.
Jamie sat on that chair, and then the chair went up, and the chair went back, and the dentist looked in his mouth with that light and counted all his teeth. And did he count your teeth as well?
But I didn't like counting my teeth.
No, you didn't. Why?
I didn't.
You wouldn't open your mouth, would you?
No.
Were you biting the dentist's finger?
Yeah.
Why did you bite? Did you bite his finger?
No.
No? You just closed your mouth so he couldn't count them?
No.
Poor dentist. He just wanted to check your teeth were okay. Oh, and what's this dinosaur? This isn't a nice dinosaur. This one's a horrible dinosaur. He's got sharp teeth as well. And he scares all the other dinosaurs that are nice. Called a velociraptor. What's it called?
He's running.
He is running.
The little ones on the floor. They didn't go on the floor. They go up in the sky.
Yeah. But they're not those sort of clouds. They're speed clouds. It's because he's running so fast, he's kicking all the dust up. And so the dust are becoming clouds. You see?
That's not big. That's a round shape. Loads of circles.
Yeah, they are, aren't they? I suppose loads of circles all together, aren't they?
A rectangle.
No, I don't think they're rectangles. They're probably circles. One circle. If you put lots of circles together, it would make that shape, wouldn't it?
It's got 1, 2, 3.
Oh, dear me, Mummy's getting tired.
It's got 1, 2, 3.
Are you tired?
Not got. We got 1, 2, 3, but not 4.
No, just 3.
And not 5.
No.
Of not 6. I'm not 7.
What's on the next page?
I'm not 8, I'm not 9.
That one's eating leaves there, isn't it?
Yeah.
Oh, what's that? A Protoceratops.
But it's not Triceratops like the other one.
No, it's not, is it?
It's Protoceratops.
It's Protoceratops because it doesn't have 3 spikes, does it?
No.
It's cute, isn't it? That one's a baby and it's just coming out of its egg.
That one is in its egg.
Yeah. What's it doing?
That's a spider.
No, it's not a spider. It's one of these little dinosaurs and it's just coming out. It's just like a chick. Have you seen chicks inside eggs?
It's like a spider doll.
Is it?
It's just like a spider.
Adam, have you seen baby chickens when they're inside eggs? What do they do when they come out?
They come out again.
Yeah. What's it called when they come out? Do you know?
What?
It's called hatching.
Is he hatching?
He's dark. You can't see him now.
No, he's gone, isn't he? You've shut the book again, haven't you? What's on the next page?
Sorry,
Protoceratops. What's that one called?
The Ankylosaurus.
Ankylosaurus.
Ankylosaurus. And that one is eating leaves like the other one.
It is, isn't it?
But that one is not eating leaves.
No, maybe that one's finished his tea. Maybe he's all full. A lot of the dinosaurs eat leaves, don't they?
Yeah.
What else eats leaves?
Not that one.
No, not that one. That's a Tyrannosaurus Rex. He doesn't eat leaves. Do you know what he eats?
He's hiding.
Yeah, be careful with it. Don't break it. Do you know what they eat, Adam?
Red, that's Daddy's daddy.
Is that his daddy?
But where's his mummy?
I don't know. Where do you think his mummy is?
Going to pay the milkman.
She's gone to pay the milkman?
Yeah.
Right.
You don't like that one.
No, that's a big Tyrannosaurus Rex, isn't it?
Yeah. You don't like that one. He's got sharp teeth.
Yes. Do you know what they eat?
This one eats big leaves.
It eats big leaves?
This is a big Tyrannosaurus Rex.
No, do you know what they eat? They eat other dinosaurs. That's not very nice, is it?
No. He doesn't eat the blue one, does he?
Which blue one?
He didn't eat that blue one, does he?
He might do.
He might eat that big one.
If he catches it, he might eat it. And that's not very nice, is it?
Not that big green one. Tyrannosaurus Rex is going to eat that big blue one.
You think so?
Eat.
So run. Quickly. Hide. The Tyrannosaurus Rex is coming.
This big Tyrannosaurus, he's going to eat that big blue one. He's got orange spikes on his back.
He's got orange spots. They're not spikes, are they?
No.
Because they don't stick up. Spikes where they stick up, like the Ankylosaurus and like the Triceratops and like the, which one is it? Triceratops and not that one. Stegosaurus. Stegosaurus has got lots of spikes, hasn't he? Look at all those spikes the Stegosaurus has.
He's got, that one has got one, two. We got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12.
12 spikes, has he?
And that one, and that big one has got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18.
18. Wow. Do you know what I bet they do when they're scared?
Yeah.
They probably roll up into a ball and all these spikes will stick out. Just like a, do you know, like a hedgehog?
Yeah.
If you scare a hedgehog, it rolls up into a ball and all its spikes stick out so that you can't touch it. Have you seen a hedgehog before?
Where's he got spikes? Where is he?
The Stegosaurus?
Yeah.
Don't know, where's he gone?
That's not him.
No, what's that one?
A Protoceratops.
Yeah, that's a Protoceratops in his egg, isn't it?
No, that's not him either.
No, that's the Tyrannosaurus Rex.
That's the big one. That's big Tyrannosaurus Rex. Nope. Not that one. Nope. Not that one again. Nope. Not that one. Nope. Not that one. Nope. Not that one. No, not that one. No, not that one.
Would you like to go and see a dinosaur, Adam?
No.
No? Because there's a place in Manchester and you can see dinosaurs.
No.
Don't want to go there?
No, they're scary.
No, they're not alive. It's just their bones now.
Is it not scary?
No. Because they're dead now. They're not alive. They're not real. It's just their bones, so you can see how big they are. Because dinosaurs aren't alive now. They used to live a long, long time ago.
Like they're happy.
Are they happy?
Yeah.
Why are they happy?
Because they are.
Oh.
They're happy now.
Maybe they're having a party. Do you think they're having a party?
Well, there's a big... Well, there's a big stone. Is that big Tyrannosaurus Rex?
On the back?
Is he in that square?
Is he in that square?
Yeah.
No, he's not, is he?
He's in that square.
Where is he?
He's in that square.
Where?
He's in that green square.
Is he?
Yeah.
Is he behind it?
Yeah. I mean, he's in it. And all animals are going to be scared.
Are they?
Yeah. He's going to be scared, and 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 he's going to be scared.
They're all going to be scared then?
Yeah.
Oh.
That blue one is going to be scared, and that black one is going to be scared, and that pink one is going to be scared, that is going to be scared. That tail's gonna be scared, and that is gonna be scared, and that is gonna be scared.
Just tell him to go and run away and hide.
That purple one's gonna hide, and that dangler's gonna hide, and that one's gonna hide, and that one and that one.
Where do you think they're gonna hide? They're gonna hide in your bed?
Yeah.
Will they be safe there?
They're gonna go out of the book.
Oh, that'll be magic, won't it?
Yeah. It goes heaven, heaven, ka-doo! It's our house.
Oh.
That's not very nice, is it?
Is it not?
Don't put dinosaurs in people's houses, do ya?
Why?
The big Tyrannosaurus Rex is not in there. It's the baby one. That baby one is not twice big like the big Tyrannosaurus Rex, is it?
Which one? The baby one?
No. That one. That one there.
That one's not very big?
No, like that one.
Is it not?
He's not big like the other one.
Right.
That's why he's not big like the other one.
I see. That's very interesting, isn't it?
That one is not very big like... That one is not very big.
Why isn't it very big?
It's not very big like that big one.
No.
He's not very big like that big green one who's very big.
Why is that? Has he not been eating his tea?
No.
Oh, he's been naughty then, hasn't he?
Yeah.
You have to eat your tea to become big, don't you?
Yeah.
Do you eat all your tea?
He just ate his tea.
Did he?
And he's eating lots of tea.
What do they have for tea?
He's eating lots of tea.
What do they eat for tea, Adam?
Leaves.
Leaves.
That animal has his tea. Now he's flying to Manchester now.
Is he?
Yeah, he's flying to Manchester.
Wow, on an aeroplane.
Yeah.
Gosh. That's very exciting, isn't it?
He's not going on the aeroplane.
Will he fit on the aeroplane?
No.
No, I thought it'd be too big for an aeroplane, wouldn't he?
Yeah. It's lying, so he can't go on the aeroplane. Who cares with this one? I want your turn to my turn to choose.
Is it?
I want.
Is it not Jamie's turn?
I want that one.
Little Red, oh, Jack and the Beanstalk.
Yeah. Tell me the story.
Do you want me to tell you the story?
There's James Castle.
It'll be bedtime soon, won't it? Do you want to read Jack and the Beanstalk?
Tell me the story.
What? Do you want to tell me the story?
Yeah.
Should we find it?
No, not that one. No, not that one. No, we find it. About that one, I mean.
The Owls and the Shoemaker.
I mean that one. I don't like that one.
You don't like that one?
I don't like that one.
So which one do you like?
That one.
Jack and the Beanstalk.
You can read the story. And I found it. And I sang it. Where's the bee end?
Where's the bee end?
Yeah. Where's the bee end?
No, you want to find the beginning.
Oh.
Start at the beginning, don't you? There it is, that's the beginning.
Yeah, that's the beginning.
Once there was a boy called Jack who lived with his mother. They were so poor.
There's her mother and there's the cat.
That's right, they're waving goodbye to him, aren't they?
Yeah.
Where do you think he's going?
To the beanstalk, and you tell me the other story.
Well, you tell me the story then.
The little boy.
There was a little boy called Jack who lived with his mother.
There was a little boy called Jack with his mother.
They were so poor that they had to sell the cow.
They were so poor that they had to sell the cow.
Keep going. You know this story, Adam. We've read it enough times.
What's this one?
On the way, Jack met a stranger.
Jack met a stranger.
I'll give you 5 beans for that cow, she said.
But she's throwing them out of the window.
That's right, because she's cross. Because all he got was 5 beans for their cow. So she's throwing them out of the window, isn't she?
But who's throwing them out of the window?
The mother.
She's mummy.
Yeah.
Not she's daddy.
No, don't know where his daddy is. His daddy's not in the story, is he?
No. And his mum again.
Yes. All through the night, a beanstalk grew and grew till it was right out of sight.
Let me do it.
And then.
Right out of sight.
Before his mother could say a word, Jack climbed and climbed, and he didn't stop. Till he reached.
The top.
There, Jack saw a giant castle. He knocked, knocked, knocked. Oh, you've lost the page now, haven't you?
Yeah. It's ripped now.
Well, be careful you don't rip it because you've ripped enough books, haven't you? You have to be gentle with your books, don't you? Especially this one, because that's your bedtime storybook, isn't it? Always read that one.
I'm going to read it again.
You're going to read it again?
I'm going to read it again. I want that one instead.
Well, go on then. You read that one instead then. You read Red Riding Hood. I'm listening.
I don't like Jack and the Beanstalk. There's a giant.
Do you not like giants?
No.
Are they scary?
Yeah. There's a giant in the... That one!
What is it?
It's chicken licking. I like that one.
Do you like chicken licking?
Yeah.
Well, why don't you tell me chicken licking then?
Okay. Tell me what the beginning is, isn't it?
Yes, you have to find the beginning.
That's not the beginning.
Is that not the beginning?
No.
Will you find the beginning then?
That's the beginning.
Is it?
Yeah, that's the beginning.
Okay, you tell me the story then.
That's a pear. That's a pear.
A pear?
Yeah. That's a pear.
Come on then, I'm waiting for my story.
I don't like stories.
You don't like stories?
I don't want to read that one.
What do you want to read then?
That one.
Which one?
That one.
Blue?
Yeah.
Again?
Yeah.
But it's broken. Isn't it?
It is broken.
Can't read it when it's broken, can you?
No.
How about Kipper? Do you want to read Kipper?
Yeah. I can't see it.
I can see it.
There.
It's here.
Wow, let me read it for a minute.
It says, where oh where is Kipper's bear?
What's that? What's who's that nose is it?
Whose nose is it?
It's the cat's nose.
It's the cat's nose. Is it not Adam's nose?
No.
Where's Adam's nose?
There.
Oh, is it on your face?
Yeah.
Oh.
And that's the cat's nose.
That is. He's hiding up in the tree, isn't he?
The birds hurt you.
The birds hurt you?
So you mustn't touch them in the tree.
Right.
So they hurt.
Do they?
Yeah.
Maybe they think you're going to steal their apples. What are these?
That one nods his head back then back.
He nods his head?
Yeah.
He shakes his head back and forth, doesn't he? He says no, because Kip is asking him if they've seen his teddy bear. And they haven't seen it, have they?
No. Now we go to the next page. We haven't read the next page yet.
Oh, piggies. On this page there are piggies. There are piggies everywhere. But little pigs is all there is and not a single bear. There's lots of pigs, aren't there?
Another pig comes out.
Yes, he pops it out the top, doesn't he, when you pull that? Oh, it's a little baby, isn't it? We mustn't wake the baby when we look inside the cot. Could Kipper's bear be hiding there?
No, 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 no.
No, he's not. That baby's asleep in bed, isn't it?
Yeah.
Has he got a bed like you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
The same.
Who's hiding in that tree trunk?
Kipper.
Kipper.
That's Kipper there. See the Kipper that's there.
Yeah, and he's saying, boo.
Boo.
I'm putting him back down in the tree trunk.
I can't read the other page yet.
Oh, right, sorry.
Ah!
What are they saying? Those rats?
Those rats are down the drain.
Are they?
That's the baby one, and that's the daddy one, and that's the mummy one.
Right, and those ones that are down the drain?
Yeah.
And what do they sing? Do they sing a song? Those are pinky purple bleeper people that are living in the moon. And they've got their teddy bears. We hope you find him soon. What are they?
Under the stair bears.
Under the stairs bears. They don't know where Kipper's teddy bear is either, do they?
No.
Do you know where Kipper's teddy bear is?
In his bed.
Is it in his bed?
Yeah. What's gonna be on his bed? What?
Oh.
It's in his bed.
Oh yeah. His bear's in the bed with a torch, isn't he? He's reading a book under the covers.
That little one is owing.
Yes. Oh, he was in his bed all the time, wasn't he?
It tickles.
Does it tickle?
Yeah.
Is he tickling Kipper's feet?
Yeah.
Does your teddy bear tickle your feet?
Yeah.
Have you got a teddy bear?
Yeah.
Where's your teddy bear?
It's there. Very big.
Is it? And who is it?
Winnie the Pooh. He tickles me.
Does he tickle you at night time when you go to bed?
Yeah.
Oh. Is he naughty?
Yeah.
Does he keep you awake?
Yeah.
And you tell him off?
Yeah.
You say, Winnie, I'm trying to go to sleep.
Yeah. I'm going to read it again.
You want to read it again?
Yeah.
Go on then.
He's not in there. Oh, it hurt his me.
Did it hurt you?
Yeah, they both hurt me. It didn't hurt me now.
No? Were you more careful?
I won't tear this bit more.
I hope not.